Here's a story that is guaranteed to bring in just a few letters. It's about a picture book for children written by a plastic surgeon. The book is called My Beautiful Mommy. In it, a little girl narrates the story of her mother getting a tummy tuck and a nose job. We sent one of our producers out to sample some reactions from real mommies.
If you're going to do it, I think you should prep your kids. And I think, you know, using literature is a fantastic way. So I think that's great.
I just get concerned if you're reading this book to a young child, not a teenager, a young child, what impression that leaves on them about their own body and how they feel about it.
I would not read this book to my young child.
The book makes it look like this sweetsy, fun little natural part of the everyday living, and it's not. We're cutting ourselves for the sake of our looks.
Joining me now is the author of the book, My Beautiful Mommy, plastic surgeon Michael Salzhauer. Welcome to Day to Day.
Thanks for having me.
Why did you write this book?
Well, I wrote this book to fill a specific need that I saw in my own practice. I should make it clear from the outset, this is not a general children's book. This was written for patients who have already made the decision that they're going to have a tummy tuck or a rhinoplasty. And these operations are not simple surgery in the morning and lunch with the girls at noon. These operations require a lot of downtime, 2 or 3 weeks typically, and they turn your household upside down. And what I've been noticing is in my own practice is a lot of mothers bring their children to the preoperative consultations, the postoperative visits, and they really don't explain to their kids what's happening. The kids can get pretty confused. They typically associate a visit to the doctor's office with sickness and death. And when you don't give them information, they fill in the gaps with their imagination. On a personal note, I had my own nose done. I had a nose job when my oldest child was about 4 and a half. And I remember the look on her face when, you know, I didn't tell her what was going to happen. And when I came home with the bandages and the black eyes, we had a long discussion about it.
As you heard in that sampling of moms, mm-hmm. some of the women didn't like this book at all. And one passage for them in particular stood out, where the daughter mm-hmm. asks the mom why she's going to look different. And the mom right. responds, "Not just different, my dear, prettier." And, right. you know, a lot of people are wondering what kind of message this is giving young girls.
Well, you know, that page has been taken out of context a little bit. You know, the page before that, there's a scene where the mom and daughter are driving home from the doctor's office, and the mom says, you know, I'm going to look a little different after the surgery. To a 6-year-old girl, what does a different nose look like? And you see a thought bubble where she thinks the mom's nose is going to look like a witch's nose or a pig's nose. You know, what do you mean different? And so the mom just replies, you know, not just different, not like a witch's nose or a pig's nose. It's going to look prettier. And, you know, I agonized over the verbiage a little bit. I could have said straighter, but I figured an astute 7-year-old child or 6-year-old child would say, well, why do you need your nose straighter? And that would inevitably lead to the question of prettier. And there's two ways to go about this. You can deny it or paper it over, or you can just face the issue head on. And that's sort of a jumping off point that every parent can then use to either open that discussion up further with, you know, discussions about the value of beauty. But again, the bulk of the book is dedicated to explaining the fact that mom is going to be in bed, that she's not going to be able to pick the kids up from school. You see a picture where the dad's doing the dishes and the daughter is taking the milk, the heavy milk, out of the refrigerator because mom can't lift things for a couple of weeks. And it really shows how the child can aid mom in her recovery. And that was really the goal of the book. It wasn't meant to be read as a children's bedtime tale like Goodnight Moon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Has your wife had plastic surgery?
No, she hasn't yet. You know, we're expecting our fifth in December, in September rather.
Oh, congratulations.
And, thank you. And, you know, I think she's perfect the way she is.
Well, Dr. Michael Salzhauer, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Michael Salzhauer is a plastic surgeon in Florida. He's the author of a new children's book called My Beautiful Mommy.
I think I'm going to write a letter about that one. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
You're beautiful the way you are, Alex. I'm Madeline Brand.